The ad attacking Dayton essentially calls the independently wealthy department store heir a hypocrite for railing against drug companies over the high cost of prescription drugs while owning drug company stock. It shows Dayton expressing outrage over drug companies, quote, making a profit off other people's illnesses, followed by grainy video of a bus, in apparent reference to the Dayton-sponsored Canadian bus trips for seniors seeking cheaper medications. The names of 10 pharmaceutical companies scroll across the screen as an announcer questions whether this is the same Mark Dayton who owned hundreds of thousands of dollars in drug company stocks before he dumped them to run for the Senate.
The Mark Dayton who now wants us to believe he really cares about seniors and the high cost of prescription drugs. Hey, Mark, you must have taken one strange bus trip if you think we believe this.
The spot earns the distinction of being the single most distorted ad so far of Campaign 2000 in Minnesota, according to analyst Dean Alger, the Minnesota director of the Alliance for Better Campaigns. Alger says 8 of the 10 Dayton drug stocks listed in the ad shouldn't be included. 5 were sold off in 1993 when Dayton was state auditor, and 3 are held in a family trust from which Dayton has never profited. Dayton has said he made a mistake by not selling off $500,000 in Abbott Laboratory stock until a reporter brought it to his attention earlier this month. Alger says the ad also includes distorted visual images. It shows video of Dayton, which is slowed down to present him in an unflattering light. Alger says the campaign advertising code, adopted by the Minnesota Compact election reform effort, calls on candidates to run video of their opponents in real time.
This is just basic, fair campaign practices, and it's born of the research and feedback from the public that says we don't want distortions, we want meaningful discussions.
The Grams campaign has said regardless of when Dayton sold off his drug stocks, the point of the ad is that Dayton has profited from the very companies he's attacking. Alger says while Dayton is somewhat vulnerable on that issue, the attack ad goes over the line and is likely to be rejected by voters.
It's risky business to engage in this kind of a personal attack, especially this early. And you'll find most people, I'm not guessing at this, I've done too much of this, I've watched too many citizen responses. This is likely to be responded to negatively by most people other than hardcore Republican partisans.
Alger notes that when Grams first ran for the Senate in 1994, his DFL opponent, Ann Winia, ran negative attacks in the final days of the campaign, which may have backfired and helped Grams win his seat. While the Republican ad is a personal attack, Dayton is running a spot attacking Graham's Social Security proposal.
Rod Grams has proposed a risky privatization plan for Social Security that would take 80% of the money now going into Social Security and redirect it to private accounts. It's a plan so extreme, not a single other senator would co-sponsor it.
While Dayton's ad doesn't attack Grams personally, use of words like risky and extreme are a clear attempt to paint the incumbent as a candidate outside of the mainstream. Alger says it is accurate to call Graham's plan risky because there are risks involved with privatization, and Dayton accurately notes that no other senator has signed on to Graham's legislation. Alger says extreme is a loaded word, but it is fair to say that Graham's plan goes further than other privatization proposals. But Alger says Graham's plan wouldn't automatically direct 80% of Social Security taxes into private investments.
The assumption is that everybody will opt out of the Social Security plan, and that's a big assumption and really needs more explanation than is being done here. So in a way, it's a bit misleading.
While Dayton and Grams use their ads to take on each other, Independence Party Senate candidate James Gibson, who doesn't have the money to compete financially with the other two, is rerunning a humorous ad produced by his campaign before the primary. Titled, Who is James Gibson? It features Gibson questioning people in downtown Minneapolis, none of whom has heard of the Senate candidate. Alger says the ad is a refreshing change from traditional political commercials, especially in a Senate campaign that's off to a nasty start. I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.